Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, the greatest rabbi of all time, had a sister named Miriam. Miriam, at the end of Parshas Bahalosra, speaks negatively about him. God shows up and has something to say to Miriam and Aaron, who are having this conversation. And he says, how could you speak this way? How could you speak this way about your brother? Your brother is the greatest around. He's way above the rim. He's my closest, you know, person. We talk all the time, and he's like the top of the top. How could you talk about him that way? You did something wrong. Now, what's interesting is, when God begins his conversation, he says, Shimu na dvarai. Please, Aaron and Miriam. Please, right? Aaron and Miriam. Please listen to me. Now, what's curious about that is, God doesn't need to ask permission for someone to listen to them. As he so often does, right? He calls to people. He says, Moshe, Aaron, right? He's talking to Miriam. We don't find God speak, when God speaks in the Torah, which he does many, many times, we don't hear God saying, oh, could you please listen for a minute? Could you please consider what I'm saying? Why is God saying please? Why is God introducing his word, his comments to Miriam and Aaron by saying please? The Sifsei Chachamim relates to this, and his answer is unbelievable, life-changing. Well, God has something to say, and it's not pretty. It's not positive. It's what we call Musar. God's about to say, you know, tell them off. And if God had not said please, so Aaron and Miriam would not have listened. Let me repeat that. If God had said, you know, you did something wrong, but didn't say it nicely, didn't say please first, didn't ingratiate himself to them first, they would not have listened. Now, that begs the obvious clarification. They would not have listened? He's God. These are prophets. Miriam and Aaron, they're prophets. They're the greatest Jews who've ever lived. God is directly calling them, speaking to them. He calls them over. He has something to say to them. They're not going to listen? They're not going to accept the word of God directly to them on a one-on-one conversation? The answer is yes. Yes. Because God, who created man, and God who understand, who created the author of the psychology of man, understood and understands that nobody, no human being is able to receive a message, a lesson, a thought, unable to receive information from somebody who is speaking to them in a negative way. It's impossible to accept Musar, even the best Musar in the world, from the greatest person in the world, the most authentic and true, by definition, it's the word of God. Even the most true Musar in the world, it's impossible. It's simply, it will never happen. It doesn't work. I will not, or not, nobody will be able to receive a message, a lesson from another human being, even from God, if it is not couched and introduced and presented kindly, lovingly, gently. This is such an astonishing comment, an astonishing observation and statement said about just about the greatest people ever. If it's true for Aaron and Miriam, if it's true for Aaron and Miriam, how all the more so it is true for every one of us. We will never receive, nobody will ever receive Musar or a diatribe if it is not presented in a gentle way. Number one. Number two, forget the recipient, Aaron and Miriam. Here we're talking about God. There is no being with more authority, with more rights, so to speak, to give people musr, right? To give people rebuke than God. I mean, God pretty much has just about every right to tell anyone off he wants. He's God. And nevertheless, God himself does not rebuke people without first calling them over, being kind to them, creating safety between he and them so that they, in order, so that they will be able to receive what he is saying. Let us learn this magnificent life lesson and practice it. Shabbat Shalom.